$1 million, what is it going to take?
They said, you don't have a million, we'll take 12,000. I said, okay.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I got such a great deal, right?
Okay, hold on. I can hear an echo of myself now.
You can hear an echo?
Like a mad echo. Really crazy one. How do I stop this? Okay, I'm calling you again. Kay. Sorry about this.
Great. You there?
Yes. Have me now?
I have you.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with the echo, but for some reason, it kicked in randomly. Like we were fine for like 5 minutes. Now it's gone.
Is it back now?
No, it is fine. But it was going on for a while. I don't know what happens when I do Skype for a while, for like, let's say I do it for like 10 minutes, and then randomly it'll show up or it'll not be there. I don't know. Skype on Mac is like super whack. It does not. It does not perform. I don't know. It's not regular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some days it'll perform a certain way. Other days not. Like we didn't make it. We didn't do anything. You just turned on. Like you know what I mean? You just turned on Winamp. What is that going to do? Doesn't change anything.
Who knows? Who knows? You need some brand for your Mac, man.
I need some what?
Some brand. Get it all regular.
yeah. Get it regular for real. Hold on. I think I have some in the kitchen. Where should I put it? Well, there's these little holes here. Should I put it in there?
Do you get the Mac Mini or what?
No, I had I have an iMac G4. Remember the sunflower one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna trade it in, but then I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna keep it.
Right on.
Anyway, it works fine. It does everything I need it to.
Cool.
And I've got like sick amount of hard drive space, so whatever the fuck, I'm not moving. Anyway, so what do you want to do?
I don't know. It's your show, man.
It's my show?
It's not my show.
Are we gonna do it? Oh, it's my show? Okay, let's do my show. All right. Let me bring up the old conversations that we had.
Yeah, what were we talking about anyways? I said the word disintermediation and you got all like hot and bothered, so.
I didn't get hot and bothered. I was like, it's seriously like, I was seriously interested in what it was that you were saying. Because a lot of people, here, actually, let's record this and we'll see how it goes. Online waiting. You know what my Skype ID is, don't you?
I do now, I guessed.
Okay, you sort of guessed it. Okay.
I went through all the Julians in the Skype book and.
Yeah.
Called these
from like,
some very nice people around the world with the first name Julian. But,
hey, guy, what's up? So, are you? Do you do that show? No.
yeah.
Are you in Helsinki? okay, so let me see if I can get this old stuff here. I think. See, it wasn't about being hot and bothered. It was more like, I was just because you said specifically, and I don't know if you know, but I'm associated with the people that do the Association of Music Podcasting. You know that, right?
Yeah. What's that all about?
I guess it's a group of us that got together, founded mostly by Jason at Insomnia Radio, a show I'm sure you're already familiar with, and a couple of other people as well. And we all do music-related podcasting, including this kid, Derek Oyen, who was a high-up player at MP3.com back in the old-school days.
Okay, very cool.
We all basically got together, and we were like, okay, so... This thing is moving fucking fast.
Sure.
And we need to get in and key places. And if we do it alone, I'm going to be doing one thing, you're going to be doing another thing, and so on. So what do we support? And do we support all these same goals? Okay, we do support these same goals, so let's fucking go and work on that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we put up a website, which is pretty small right now, and we have a bunch of stuff going. And the main important thing behind it is also that we're able to... basically, anytime that I will get clearance from a band or from a record label, I am able to go, okay, this is the record label, and guy, just fill out this, you know, form and send it back to us, and it clears every single one of us for being able to play the songs.
Ah, nice.
So it's a really sweet advantage, right?
Yeah.
Because we get whole labels that otherwise might be no, but if first of all, it's maybe way better for me to say, hi, I support the Association of Music Podcasting, rather than say, hey, what's up, my name is Jules, I'm sorry I forgot to wear a nice press shirt today, and I'm 25 and have no credentials, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one of them will make a big difference, and so essentially it was just a bunch of stuff. We all got together. We were like, all right, let's do this. You know,
that's great.
It turns out pretty well. By the way, I can hear your background noises, your things like I don't know, Skype maybe or some other stuff.
Yes, I cannot turn those off.
Your instant messaging client, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
What's it's? Actually, no. It's in Skype. I guess I can turn it off. I do.
Yeah.
I don't Skype, man. I'm old.
How old are you?
33.
That's not old.
Trust me, it's old.
No, you feel old?
No.
What about the background noise? Can you hear the TV in the background?
Yeah, just a little bit, though. It's not bad.
It's okay?
It sounds authentic, man.
Yeah, it sounds so real. It's so gritty. Gotta turn off all these stupid apps.
With me, you're gonna have some wicked hiss on my end. I cannot get rid of that. That's my computer fan, believe it or not.
Oh, I can't even hear that, dude.
Oh, really? It's just wicked.
Yeah,
it's
I can't hear anything.
In my ears.
I'm like fucking spitting on my screen over here. Yeah, so of course I'm working on this iMac microphone. You know this tiny little pinprick microphone here?
Yeah.
It's this tiny ass thing, but it works so well.
It sounds great,
it's
actually.
I know! I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. I'm almost like afraid to buy a new microphone. You understand? Because I'll be like, I'll buy one and it'll be like, let's say, I don't know, $100 or something like that.
Right.
And I'll be like, yeah, it's shittier than my old microphone. And I'll just go back or whatever. So I just spent equipment, like cash or whatever I spend on other shit rather than that. I don't know why. I can't get rid of it. It's the old school feel or whatever.
Old school.
So
September?
Record this on your bit?
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Oh, okay. You are?
Yep.
Oh, shit. I don't know what I'm going to do with this now. Oh, self-consciousness. Yeah, so Bob and AJ did this bit, and they're like, they just called me live, and they're like, hey, we're live on the Bob and AJ show with the Prince of Pod North, which is the funniest expression ever, because just randomly, a couple of people, I got a voicemail from Israel, I got this other random, two other things from different shows that were like, oh yeah, and they quoted me, they're like, oh yeah, he's the Prince of Pod North, and I was like, this is so fucking funny.
Too funny.
And so they put me on the show, and they're like, yes, this is Julia, the Prince of Pod North. And I'm like, what is this? It's not like I have credibility. I don't have any credibility. What the fuck are you talking about? Go get some other people, you know what I mean? Like I'm sure that there are other people who are more deserving of this title than myself, but whatever. They were like,
nobody has credibility. You've got followers, you've got credibility. That's all it takes, man.
You've got followers, you've got credibility.
Exactly.
That makes sense. All right, so here's what the thing was. The original discussion is we were like blah blah blahing for a little bit,
yeah.
And I remember how it began. I forget how it began, but you were like, you said, "Well, dude, here's how I." And you can tell me, you can quote me, tell me if this is not what it is that you said or
sure.
Whatever. You can.
You're probably reading the email that I sent you, so I probably said it, right?
No, I'm not reading it. I don't know if it is.
Okay.
But I was like. All right, well, you know, this and this is happening with podcasting. And you were like, actually, you know what? I don't feel that way. I get the impression that we're just sort of, we have our little playpen here, you and I, and everybody else is doing shows. And then one day, big media is going to move in, and they, at that point, it'll be over. Most of the people that are here will be gone. They won't be able to keep their audience, or maybe they'll be able to keep a small audience or something like that.
Yeah.
And most of the people that have moved in will be gone, and they'll just move on to other stuff.
It's pretty nihilistic, eh?
Well, it is, but at the same time, I can see your point of view. In fact, I brought this up with Bob and AJ live on their show, and okay. He was like, I don't see why that is, you know, no. Here it is, you have a TV right next to you, he says, and he's like, yeah, you have a TV right next to you, you're not listening to the TV, you're watching my show, you know what I mean? It's not like it's less convenient.
Right.
So,
people used to watch Howdy Doody too, though, right? And I wouldn't exactly,
that's right.
That was good content, but it wasn't great content.
No, it certainly was not great.
We've got
content.
Fond memories of it because that was all that was on TV, right? Well, you know, I don't, mm-hmm. But you know, my dad certainly does. But if he'd had the choice between that 15 versions of Transformers and Yu-Gi-Oh and all those other things, would he have watched Howdy Doody?
No, you'd be watching the fucking Transformers.
Well, exactly, right?
You know,
so I think as all that mainstream content starts coming online and podcasting, it's just like you get squeezed, right?
Right, so you get it to this point. I can see this because I have this favorite show X, right? I don't know, whatever it is.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck. Everybody Loves Raymond. And there's an Everybody Loves Raymond show that comes on, and it's a podcast show for some reason.
Yep.
I hate Everybody Loves Raymond, by the way. And but anyway, so I'm going like, all right, like, well, they have a podcast version of this. You know, I'll listen to it. And so it crowds in, and who gets pushed out, right? I have to choose somebody who has to get dumped because I only have a certain number of hours in a day.
Exactly.
And so, you know, Podcast Y gets dumped, and I'm like, oh, it's too bad. I kind of like them. I'll still listen to them every little while, but I'm subscribed to, you know, the Everybody Loves Raymond podcast. Am I breaking copyright rules just by saying this? Oh, dear.
you are going straight
fuck
to hell.
That. And
I think
that.
Cool unless you start doing bad impressions, right?
Yeah. Oh, I could do that. You want me to try? No, let's leave that for the next one, I think.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please, I beg of you. So it gets squeezed out, and then as time goes on, eventually other ones get squeezed out. And so mainstream sort of new adopters or whatever will still be like, Adam Curry was my favorite. I started with Adam Curry, and I'll always love Adam Curry, and I'll never unsubscribe from his show, right?
Yeah.
So is he affected? Sure, affected technically, but not severely affected. Smaller time podcasters will have a choice, and they'll, like, for example, this kid Neil Gorman, who's from I think Illinois, and he does the podcast comicology.net,
right?
So he just recently got a mention on Dave Slusher's show, if you hit that, and he was like, you know, Dave Slusher was like, I think he swears too much or whatever, and but anyway, he was like, yeah, so it's his comic podcast, so there are no other comic podcasts, if I remember correctly, but this is just now.
Yeah.
So it feels like a race, doesn't it? Is it starting to feel like a race to you?
Well, I don't know if it's a race or not, but it, poor Neil Gorman when Stan Lee gets his own podcast, right?
Exactly. So people are going to be like, "Wow, Stan Lee."
That's right. You know, I listen to Jason. I listen to you because you guys have great tunes. But if I can get that straight from the label, am I going to listen? Maybe. But
yeah, that's it. Exactly.
It's choice,
so
right?
You have to trust. The power that we have is that you have to trust us, the intermediary, to develop content that you would not find otherwise, that literally you cannot find. Not just me, blah, 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 because, you know, there's hundreds of people that can blah, blah, blah better than I can.
Yep.
But we have to not only have that, but we have to have a set of skills where we can empower ourselves into be able to, you know, have... this music, like I don't know, like somebody just sent me, this label just sent me like 15 CDs a couple of weeks ago, right?
Right, right.
And so I've got all these CDs, and nobody's ever going to hear this on radio.
Or on my podcast, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm going to lose listeners to you consistently time and time again because I got like the same old stale stuff because I'm a lazy shit, and I'm not going to go and get these permissions.
No, what are you talking about?
Well, no, that's my commitment to my podcast, though, right?
What do you mean?
I'm having fun with it. You're like at a slightly more involved level than I'm at, simply because of that activity.
You think so?
No, for sure, man. I walk 5 minutes into a show, if I don't have a playlist, then I'm just going to wing it. You know,
No. I think you misunderstand how it is I do my show, man. So really,
when was the last time you promoted your show?
When was what?
When was the last time you shamelessly plugged your show?
Shamelessly plugged it,
yeah.
Dude. It has been forever.
Come on,
okay.
What, 10 minutes?
I'm not fucking around. 10 minutes. What? That's so whack. You don't seriously think that.
So people are just finding out about you. They're reading you. They're just stumbling over you. You're lucky.
Who, me?
Yeah.
But dude, who's stumbling over me? What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying you're getting your listeners from somewhere, right?
Yeah, of course I am.
Right. You've made an investment to go out and get those listeners somehow. You know, it's not as formal as I'm making a sound, but it's, you know, you're actively going out and finding people. They're not just
exactly.
It's not like you've got billboards, but you've got word of mouth and you're developing.
Yeah, word of mouth. People listen and blah blah.
Right. And
but if you're asking me when the last time that I did this was, it was seriously like a very long time ago.
Okay, so a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not even a week. No, a week. Like at least 2 weeks or more. Okay, for real, like quite a long time.
My point is, Julie, it's very simple. On one end, you're going out and you're harvesting subscribers. You're going out and helping them find you. And on
and
the
people
other
are
end,
listening.
And
okay.
On the other end, you're giving them some great content. And
right,
that's kind of what they get back out of this, right? Whereas they're not guaranteed to get that with me because I'm just totally half-assed about it. I don't go out and find people. And my commitment to getting that content is just like way lower than yours. I'm not a part of the Association of Music Podcasts because it's just like I've only got 6 hours a day to deal with things where I'm not sleeping, right? So
exactly.
it's like work, it's sleep, and then podcasting is the 5 minutes I can find. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. I know over time it's just going to not be as easy as it is to get listeners now. And, you know, that's fine. I'm going to lose out to you, but I hope that you guys that are like right into it don't lose out the same way, right? So that my whole thing around listeners and harvesting and, you know, all that, it's just get some awareness because I think there's a storm coming where, you know, this is a good way to get content out there. I think it's a great way to get content out there. The tools are getting better. People are becoming more aware. What is it, like 20% of the people in America have an iPod right now?
Yeah, I think it's like 22 million people or something ridiculous.
Something
like that
crazy.
Was I reading that on your site?
No, I don't know. So you've maybe got 30 million people worldwide with MP3 players. That's a big number. Like, that's a market.
Yeah, that's
right?
A sick amount of people.
Exactly.
And who knows about podcasting? Not even 1% of them.
Right.
Not even.
Right.
And so all these people that are listening to podcasts, like, I don't know, Adam Curry, who quotes like 50,000 on that show like 2 months ago, and so now he must have 100,000 people listening to his show.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Assuming those numbers are correct. But that's a lot of fucking people. But
that's right.
Nonetheless just a drop in the bucket.
That's right. And he's done that for free. Now imagine if he had a couple of bucks to put behind that?
Yeah, if he had some dough, what would he do? And this is Adam Curry, who, you know, I mean, you know, God love him and everything, but he is an old DJ from the 80s, and that is sort of his that's where people know him from.
Yeah, but he's right? You're together. Go ahead, sir.
No. Okay, go.
I was just going to say, and he's really good at podcasting. He's engaging amazing. Day after day. He's committed to it. He's stuck to it. I know that when I listen to him every single day, I'm going to get something out of it.
Yeah, you'll be like, God, this is 40 minutes, but in that 5-minute period or whatever, you'll be like, fuck, this guy is awesome.
Yeah.
He is out of control. And so this is just one guy. But imagine if you have, you have a not just a guy getting hired, but you have a staff looking for guys like Adam Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pay them top dollar
yep.
to make sure that they listen to Show X with Adam Curry clone number one or whatever,
that's
you know?
Right. That's right.
So it's incredible because, I mean, really, you like it's like you say, for you at the same time, you know, like you and I don't know, like we do it, but even so, like I can think of people who do it far more professionally than you or I do. Like on your end, this is another thing that's interesting. On your end, what you do sounds more professional to me than what I do does to myself and to you. This is so funny because you're just saying just now, you're like, oh no, I'm such a half-ass asshole, like, and me, I'm, when I think about it, I'm like, I can't believe people listen to my show, it's so ridiculously stupid.
I think dick was the word I used, actually, not asshole, but.
I'm sorry, I don't want to misrepresent you, my friend. But anyway, so there's this whole thing where there are people who are doing it even more professionally, but even then they got to support it. Yep. They got to do this whole, you know, they have a job.
That's right.
I at some point during a show, probably before you started listening, I guess, I did this thing where I was like, I was talking about micropayments in regard to Scott McCloud. Do you remember who Scott McCloud is? Have you ever known who he is?
No clue, no.
He's a comic book author. I guess he's an artist too, but anyway. So he talks about this system for micropayments in his book, Reinventing Comics.
Mm-hmm.
He writes comics about comics, okay?
Okay.
And so so he had this whole thing where he was like, well, if you have this system where you pay like literally like a penny for reading this comic or like 5 cents or whatever,
yep.
that's nothing to you. But over time, that will make a person's livelihood. And I think I get the impression personally from podcasters that I talk to that are seriously like working at it. Either they're working at it or number two, they're so... They're not even working at it, but they're so overwhelmed by responses that they have no choice
right.
but to devote themselves to it to the fucking max. You know
yep.
what I mean?
Yep.
If Jason at Insomnia has 1,100 or whatever the fuck listeners or more, then imagine what Coverville has. And Coverville, dude, Brian, is it? Is that his name?
Yeah, Brian Ibbett, yeah.
Yeah, and he has to listen to all these people, and he has to fucking find all these shows. And who are these people that are sending him these emails with all these covers, right? Like, But he still does not make a living.
Right, right.
It's far from making a living. So there gets to this point where you're putting in energy and you're putting in energy,
Yep.
And you're getting something out of it for sure, guaranteed. You're getting an emotional like value out of it. That's great, but it's fucking hard. And somebody only has a certain amount of energy in a day. Like you were saying earlier, I only have 6 hours in a day. I really have nothing. I have better things to do than to put like 2 hours in a show every 2 days.
2 hours.
I mean? Whatever, I'm just saying.
Holy smokes, man. If I could get one of these done in 2 hours.
I'm just saying. I don't put 2 hours on my show. I'm giving you an example. Your show is longer than mine.
How long are yours?
Mine are like 30 minutes max.
Really? Okay, okay.
Yours are like 40, but yours have more music than mine do.
Fair.
Mine are like 50-50. Yours are like probably around 60% music.
Yeah, you ramble a lot.
Is that a problem with you? Do you have a problem with that?
Not
because
at all.
I could, you know, no, Toronto's not that far, my friend.
It's 4 hours. That gives me a 4-hour head start.
That's 4 hours? No. It's like 6 hours. It's not 4 hours. Who said that?
Well, it depends on who's driving, right?
Yeah, really. For real. It's certainly not me. I got invited to this ski lodge thing. This is the weirdest thing about fucking... You know, I don't... Did you tell me... Because I was like, how many podcasters are there in Toronto? And you were like, I don't know. There's just like me and like a couple other people, right? Like not that many.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody, actually. I'm sure there's got to be. Yeah, no, I've never...
Oh, there must be. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad...
Anyway, so there's like
I'm just glad there's another guy in
Montreal,
Canada.
And I don't know why.
There's another guy in Montreal, yeah.
No, there's like 5 in Montreal, bro.
Wow. And Brad
Sucks. I don't understand why.
He's from Montreal.
Yeah, Brad Sucks.
As well?
No, he's from Ottawa, man.
Ottawa, okay.
Yeah, but nonetheless, there's like this sort of core, right? It's like Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal.
There you
somehow,
go, the golden
like,
triangle
of
podcasting right there. Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal.
Are you getting any distortions on your side? Because I hear distortions in my headphones. I hope you're not getting that.
No, not at all.
You're fine.
No, you sound like you're sitting right beside me.
Really?
Yep. Farno Studios here.
Rawr. Don't. So, right. Anyway, but the whole thing is that these eventually the energy will leave you, and yes. Slowly you'll be like, oh my god, like look at this time that I'm spending, and all these people, will they love me or whatever?
Well, you know, at that point, I think it's like being in a band, though. You're either fully committed and broke.
Yeah.
And just, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it, and I've got faith in myself. Or you say to yourself, you know what, this is supposed to be fun. It's no longer fun. It's draining my life, and I'm going
to
stop doing it.
Right, you have to decide.
And you know,
so you have to make the commitment.
Exactly. And you're either in or you're out at that point. But what I think happens is that the guys that stick to it, that are good at it, they're going to make the money. You know, they're going to be able to promote themselves, or somebody will pick them up. You kind of see these syndicates or these networks forming loosely now. You know, you're in one. And that really helps. So, you know, you get that group dynamic going. So that, I think that will help you, or, you know, help the average podcaster form a little bit of a shell against these forces. But, you know, that's not going to get them billboards on the highway. That's not going to get them preloaded into the iPod. Mm-hmm. That's not going to get them the equipment they need, or, you know, just the basic support systems that will actually turn this into a big thing. And
right.
It's not there yet, but it's going to come. It's got to come.
Yeah, and what are you going to do at that point? You know what I mean? Like, you have to decide. So you sort of have to start making that decision now. And people like you, who certainly, you're like, I saw this coming. And I don't know if I would have seen it coming if I hadn't talked to you about it. So I would have been like, well, I knew that the money was coming.
Right.
But I wasn't, like, particularly threatened. At the same time, I'm younger, and so I'm not, like, I don't know, I'm not freaking out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I really enjoy podcasting. At the same time... Yeah. If I, you know, I'm not going to lose my shirt on it. Like, what shirt do I really have in the first place, right? But, I mean, at the same time.
Well, I look at it. I got a new mixing board out of it. So,
yeah.
No matter what happens, I'm ahead of the game.
Wait, you got a mixing board?
Of course I did.
Somebody gave you a mixing board?
No. I paid for it, but I wouldn't have had
one. That's not ahead of the game. How is that ahead of the game?
Well, I've got a mixing board now. I had an. I said, Amanda, I need to get a mixing board so I can keep podcasting. And she says.
It's essential.
That sounds like a good idea, dear. And that was all I needed. So I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah, there we go.
Anytime I get that kind of permission, that's a good thing. But you know what? Where I really see the real kind of a probably unanticipated threat. There was not so much the big broadcast money, but I think the labels themselves are going to latch onto this.
You think so?
I think bands are going to get into this in a big way. I think labels are going
to. Bands are already getting into it for sure. Absolutely.
But they don't need me to act as an editor on their content, right?
No.
Which is all that we're doing right now. I like this song. I'm going to play it. But who's got a better chance of building an audience around a band, me or the band?
Well, it's like this. Locally, you. Internationally, the other way around. Locally, the band. Internationally, you have a far better chance.
You think so? Explain that.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? This band is like, I'm this local band, and I'm shitty. I'll give you... No, like, I just said, I'm shitty, and now it's going to turn into this thing.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have this real good luck with your permissions over the next couple of weeks now. Was he talking about me? That bastard. Fuck. I'll show him.
Okay. I get this guy that I know, Nick, who used to be my roommate, okay? And he's in this band called At Hand, and they're like 20, maybe 22 years old on average or something like that.
Do they have a website?
Young. Yes. What's the... Why, you want me to plug it?
Well, sure.
Here, okay, I'll plug it. I'll find it and I'll plug it for you.
Okay.
So their band is just like... He sends me a couple of songs that he does live or something like that. I played one on my podcast a while ago.
Yeah.
And this is not a bad band. It's, on the contrary, it's a good band. And Nick is just like... is appallingly good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I mean, what's it going to take? You know what I mean? He's going to be able to do his local thing and stuff like that. But... And he could, I don't know, go onto a message board and, you know, listen to my music or whatever. But the advantage that I have and that you have and that other podcasters have is that people are listening to us. And if they trust us, then we are able to continue and say, okay, well, you trusted me with this one. Let's go this far. I know this is a little bit weirder than what you normally listen to, but here's something. I thought it was awesome. Give it a chance. And normally the other person would be like, no, I don't know who the fuck you are. And they're not going to listen to this band, and they're not going to click on that link in the message board, but they're certainly going to listen to me.
So the bands are out, but what about the labels? When Magnitude comes along, they know their own catalog like the back of their hand.
You know, we don't. Them,
right? Yeah. Well, do we?
There we go. So if you already like let's say Jade Tree, okay? Jade Tree has its own podcast now, the record label.
Yep.
So they put out their own little songs or whatever, but at the same time it has no, it's just songs. It's like Pitchfork Records, Pitchfork Media, putting out MP3 podcasts, which it does. They're not really podcasts, but they're just, you know, songs that are put into your iTunes.
Sure, sure.
So, they send it out to you, but I subscribed to it because I already knew about Pitchfork, because there's a person about Pitchfork, there's a person or people at Pitchfork doing reviews, and I was like, I represent this, so I'm going to subscribe. Mm-hmm. So somewhere along the line, there has to be a trusted something. You know what I mean? Like, none of my friends would listen to hip-hop if it wasn't for me, because they're all like, ching, ching, bling, bling, it's bullshit. You know what I mean? And yeah, I'm like, no, 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 give it a chance.
Six guys and being so polite doesn't mean this is a rule of it, right?
Fuckers. So, I mean, somewhere, someone has to be a human being in the middle.
Sure.
And even though Jade Tree has a podcast, and they have no person behind it, so it's not like you'll get addicted to the personality. Like, you'll get addicted to Adam Curry, and you'll go through his, like a drum cadence of the day in order to get to what else he has to say about, I don't know, podcasting revolution or whatever, you know?
Right, right.
So you'll listen to it, and you'll be like, all right, like, you know, like, this is the person. And he becomes a voice in your head, you know what I mean? Like, he really, you continue to trust him over time. And if you find out about Jade Tree Records, and you find out about their podcast, then you go, okay, well, I knew about Jade Tree Records because I knew about this band. But I don't know. It's like, it seems like a different angle to me. I mean, I'm just like babbling about it.
Maybe. I think what you're saying, though, is it's a short jump between Jade Tree doing what they're doing now and Jade Tree hiring you to do a better job of it.
Which they're not going to fucking do. Well, not going to do it me, that's for sure. With a potential podcaster. Yeah, they could do it. Absolutely.
Sure.
And it would cost them practically nothing.
Anybody with a decent voice and a microphone and a love for music can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the catalog.
I think you have a really good voice for that sort of thing, by the way. I think that you have a really decent voice for radio. Well, I think it's very nice. It works.
Well, thank you. It's my mixer, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's got these sexy effects on them, right? Some people use reverb. I use sexy.
Yeah? No, is it really a sexy? It doesn't say sexy.
It does. It does.
You were... No. See, I can't even tell. It's like people are bullshitting me on the fucking phone and I have no clue. I'm that gullible.
Or via Skype. So, right.
Just nonsense. Yeah. It's like I'm being scammed. All right, so here's the URL for the band I was talking about. It was athand.flipside.net, but flip for some reason has two P's.
Okay.
I don't know why that is, but anyway, they just sent me a couple tracks, so maybe I'll play them on my on a show. But they're live tracks, so I'm not sure that they're really like if I'll play them. But nonetheless, you can go and listen to them, and they're good shit.
I will check
and,
them
out. Yeah, there we go. So, but anyway, so that's it. So, what is the storm? What's the conclusion to this? When the money comes, what are you going to do?
I'm going to keep having fun.
You're going to keep doing it.
Oh, I'm not in it to make money, right? So I get to go into it with just like, you know, lean into the wind and enjoy the weather. And, you know, and I hope there'll be other people there with me doing it. And I think anybody that's smart will batten down the hatches and actually get a little bit of a war chest and play the underground game. Because I really think at the end of the day that what separates good shows from bad shows is that personal connection. And you can't get that with billboards. And that's why people are listening to you in their drive time, or Dave Slusher in their drive time, or me in their drive time, right? It's just because of that personal connection. So let's just keep that going, right? But be aware.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like you said, the billboard can't do that.
Yep.
So will the billboard eventually be able to? Who knows? But I mean, like,
well, it's not working
right
now.
No, it's definitely not working.
Just because
this medium exists out of a need, because people were like, God, like, what am I spending my time doing? This is bullshit.
RSS will do a lot of things, but it won't make bullshit ring true. So
no, that's true. Exactly. So it has to be true at the core, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So basically, if you're saying if you can, even when the money comes, it's not like the money is going to prevent you from continuing to do it.
No.
Which, I mean, like... You'll just continue to do it, and you'll be like, "Yeah, I'm doing this for free."
That's right.
I found this thing. I like it.
That's right. And I might end up on the community, you know, the podcasting version of the community network, Channel 11, and you know, I have my little Star Trek show wedged in between the knitting show and the comic book guy. But that's I don't care. I did
and there's
it.
Like 20
I
people
did
that listen to your Star Trek show, but you know, whatever.
Well, 20 listeners is 20 listeners more than I had when I did my first podcast, and it didn't stop
absolutely.
Me then. So fuck it, right?
Yeah, really, when I thought about it and I started doing this, I'm like, nobody's going to listen to me. This is like so nonsense. Why am I doing this? And so I go out and I put a couple of shows out, and there's like an audience, and you're like, well, okay. All right, so you guys know about me. That's really cool. And so it's very interesting how it developed, but I guess it developed with me in the same sense. Like, the majority of the podcasts I listen to now are people that contacted me on their about new shows that they were putting out, and right. I was like, well, okay, I'll listen to your show, and now I listen to the show because of that. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So it's all developed through podcasting rather than developed through, I don't know, plugs in shows, which I'm not convinced work, by the way. I don't know about you, but if I'm like, and this is Ross Rader from Random Bytes Radio yeah. at byte.org,
can you go, then sorry, will say, that actually say that again? Work? I'm going to record this.
Okay, hold on. You're listening to... No, that was bad. You're listening to Ross Rader at byte.org, Random Bytes Radio, 100% real, all the time.
Woohoo! Thanks, man.
Yeah, you totally got a thing there. You could totally play that shit. Yeah. That's the radio voice. I used to do radio commercials when I was a kid.
Oh, did you, Rader?
Yes, but of course, my voice has changed since. Not that that's the reason I stopped. I just stopped because I was like, whatever. And I was 10, and I was too busy playing Nintendo or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait, hold on. You didn't watch Transformers. You were too old to watch Transformers, weren't you?
No, I remember when the first Transformers. You remember when Transformers came out in the theater and Sonny Crockett was Omnitron or whatever? Yeah, I was a little bit old, but I liked it.
Omicron. Wait, who's played by who?
No, he was Optimus Prime. That's what it was.
No, but dude, there was in the Transformers movie, what's his name? Orson Welles plays the planet.
That's right.
Is that crazy? Well, it's like Orson Welles.
He's got the right proportions, so.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, exactly. But it's like, he's a god of theater and or film, and he was like, I'll do your little planet robot thing. That's cool, no problem.
Playing second fiddle to Sonny Crockett.
Exactly. So whatever, so on my thing, will I continue to do it? To me, it still remains fun, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's more work than it was before.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of work.
But that's okay.
But it's a lot of fun.
Because I got time.
And you know what? The fact, if you can keep it fun,
because
you can do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do what I did and slack off on Sunday and put on a mini show? Well, just do it, right?
Yeah, I listened to that mini show. It was cool. I had Postal Service in it.
Yeah.
There we go. And I was, you played Postal Service, which was Sub Pop. And this, I'm not personally that concerned about like, for example, playing music from small labels that I don't explicitly have permission for.
Yes.
It's not the ideal situation, but Sub Pop, for example, is RIAA fairly safe?
Yes. You know? Well, actually, I will not play anything on my show that I will be hung out to dry on. So I found a source of music I'm not going to mention them because I don't want them to change the license on me. But they require the authors, like the musicians, to actually sign over all rights and hold everybody in the world harmless for misuse after they upload that music. So it means I can't be sued for playing anything I download from that website. So it's a nice little arrangement we have.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so you won't tell me what this is on air, but you'll tell me later.
Yeah, sure.
All right, that's fine. That's
on the condition you don't tell anybody else.
No, it's the secret. As long as it's not told on air, then it's acceptable. It's a little podcasting secret.
Aside
from the fact that they were all little munchkins and we're 3 feet tall, and we don't actually have a radio. We just work on these little telephone, on these wires with little cans on either end. And that's our actual thing that we do. Yes, I'm inside your computer.
Hello, let me out.
This is our thing, right, is that we're actually really people. Okay. So, yeah, anyway... So that's it. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about that's like really chill that I forgot about? Or any new developments? Anything cool about your show? You want to plug your show or whatever?
No, listen to 515. That's my new episodic sound seeing extravaganza. I'm really...
Which rules because?
It's stereo, man.
Yeah, it's super chill.
And it's silent. It's like, it's just you've gone where I've gone kind of thing.
Concept being, and I noticed just sometimes you're ordering pizza on it or whatever. No, it's cool. It's like you interact with the environment.
Well, that's right. You can't really always be quiet, right? Because if you're in a store, you eventually have to give somebody money for something. Otherwise, you are...
Somebody's like, can I help you? Could be like, no, fuck off, I'm recording.
Shh, I'm taping.
It's like the development of Bluetooth headsets. If you're looking on the wrong side of the person, you just see somebody talking to themselves.
That's right.
Everybody eventually looks crazy.
That's right.
You know?
I figure, I'm walking around in a metropolitan center, and I've got microphones clipped to my jacket. It's kind of obvious what I'm doing. I don't care if I look crazy. Who cares?
Yeah, really. Whatever.
Yep.
Do you have an old sort of creepy trench coat to wear on top of it?
No. Of course not. Right.
Nah. And I figure if you're going to go creepy to the max. But you're all about... You're...
Maybe we'll do a creepy cast one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, you can check that out at byte.org/syndicast/515. And it's a ton of fun. I go out usually like 3-4 hours at a time, just wear these mics around. Sometimes I talk, sometimes I don't. Hopefully I go to interesting places that just sound cool. Went to the, was it Kensington Market last weekend? It was like all sorts of cool stuff going on. Bought some chili peppers and,
It's nice there.
A couple of burritos. And, so that's the one I'm cutting right now. But it's, you know, the drag about those things is you actually got to listen to the whole 3-4 hours afterwards to find the 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're like, this is the clip I want.
Yeah, exactly. And there's always a good one in there, but it's just like finding it. So it's a bit of a...
Mm-hmm. For real. So thank you very much for, you know, finding that 5 minutes. This is the thing about soundscapes that sometimes I'm like, oh my God. It's when it's like 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can we just chill out, please? Like I have some other stuff to do I would really prefer. And so 5 minutes, 15 seconds, right? Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect amount of time, a nice arbitrary, and remember a memorable number, byte.org, and you can find it there.
Yes, you can.
Word up. So do we have anything else we want to blah, blah, blah about?
No, I don't think so, Julian.
Okay, so let's finish the recording, and we are done. Are you going to put this on your thing, or are we just going to put it on my thing and some on your thing?
I'm going to send you the master, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay, cool.
But I'm going to take out that really cool little bit in the center where you plugged me.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Then I'm going to play it over and over.
And over and over again. And put it between you and your wife on the bed and see how that goes. Okay, I'll see you later, man.
Cheers, man.
Bye.
Bye.